Ezra chapter 3. And when the seventh month had come, Tishri, September, October, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua the son of Jozadak stood up, and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers, and built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings upon, as it is written in the law of Moses the man of God. And they set the altar upon its bases, because they were afraid because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord Jehovah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons, and of all the set feasts of the Lord Jehovah that were consecrated, and of everyone who willingly offered a freewill offering to the Lord Jehovah. From the first day of the seventh month, Tishri, September, October, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord Jehovah. But the foundation of the temple of the Lord Jehovah was not yet laid. They gave money also to the masons, and to the carpenters, and meat, and drink, and oil, to those of Zidon, and to those of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had from Cyrus king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming to the house, temple of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, April, May, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brothers the priests and the Levites, and all those who had come out of the captivity to Jerusalem, began and appointed the Levites, from 20 years old and upward, to set forward the work of the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah. Then Joshua, stood with his sons and his brothers, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together, to set forward the workmen in the house, temple of God. The sons of Henadad, with their sons and their brothers the Levites. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord Jehovah, they set the priests in their priestly clothes with trumpets, and the Levites the sons of Asaph with cymbals, to praise the Lord Jehovah, after the ordinance of David king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks to the Lord Jehovah, because he is good, because his mercy endures forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, when they praised the Lord Jehovah, because the foundation of the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were elders, who had seen the first house, temple, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people, because the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise could be heard far away.